702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Good morning, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Clem. You well?
I'm good. Tell us about this woman who has issues with her neighbors.
Yeah, so this woman would come home. She worked a lot of the late shift, so she was not home, during most of the day and at night. And she'd come home and look in the garden the next day and in the morning, and she'd see that she had all these cigarette butts in her garden. And she's like, what is going on here? Is somebody coming into my private property here whilst I'm gone? And then what she did was she installed some cameras on her patio, secret cameras, and then, you know, she let it go for a bit, and then she checked the footage. And what she noticed was that neighbors from the apartments next door where she lives would jump over her fence, and then, you know, they would sit there and they would suntan and you know, have a good time in her private property in her garden whilst she was away. And she posted this online, and she was asking people what she should do and what advice they can give her to stop these people, right? And then lots of people gave advice and all that kind of stuff. But it made me think about, you know, instances where have you had an incident where people have used your stuff behind your back, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, or maybe these kind of people. I mean, I remember back in 2010, I bought an apartment, and it wasn't a private garden or anything. It was just open in the front on the patio. Mm. And I woke up the one morning and I heard voices, and I was like, what the heck's going on here? And I went to go look, opened up the curtain, and there was my neighbor sitting at my table and chairs having morning coffee.
No ways.
I opened the door, I was like, excuse me. And I hadn't met them before, you know. So I said, what's going on here? And she was like, sorry, we just thought we would come and sit here. We thought it was open for all.
What?
I was like, no. Anyway, we ended up being friends with after that little mishap. But
you're too kind.
Just come and sit at my table.
Yeah. Look, I can remember a number of things I've done. Look, I was a net naughty boy. So after varsity, I stayed with my cousin for a couple of months. And I used to actually use his car when he was traveling. He used to travel a lot with work. And when he was away, I used to actually use his car. And I would feel so bad about it.
Yeah,
I just would drive around the complex, you know, and Jay. It was just something, I feel good. But here's when it happened to me, what I thought, this is ridiculous. I once found a friend having a party at my house without my permission. And I had traveled, I went away. I didn't tell him when I'm coming back. And he thought I'm coming back on Sunday. I returned on Saturday.
Really?
And I found him there with his friends partying in my house. Long story short, he's not allowed to be there without my permission anymore.
And you're still friends?
Yeah, we are still friends.
Well, there we go. That's our two stories. Let's hear some from our listeners.
Yeah, let's hear from our listeners. 011-883-0702. There was also drama at the men's high jump at the Olympics.
Yeah, this was quite a lovely scene to watch. It was between Italy's Gianmarco Tamberi and Mustas Essa Bashim from Qatar. And they were in the finals of the men's high jump, and they both had managed to jump 2.37 meters, which is flipping high, right? And in order to decide who would get the gold medal, they had to either have a jump off to see if they could go higher than that. And, you know, the official came to them at the end and said, look, you, this is the option. You can do a jump off or you can share the medal. And both athletes looked at each other. The one extended his hand out, and then they did this like hand clasp, and then they just hugged each other and they decided to share the medal. And it's the first time a gold medal has been shared at the Olympics since 1912. So amazing scenes there coming from the Olympics. But also a lot of people were saying, you know, the Olympics is about going there and doing your best and competing against everybody else.
Mm.
And shouldn't they have gone for, like, you know, instead of sharing the medal, they should have gone and pushed through to see who would have been the ultimate champion. So, interesting one, whether you agree with that or not. But a lovely scene to watch the two of them celebrate together with winning the gold.
Yeah, it's been incredible. Thank you so much, Kabazela. I want to hear from you, please. On 011-830-702, WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. Have you had an encounter with someone, right, using your stuff behind your back? Right? They're using your stuff behind your back, and you caught them right at the moment. Please share your experiences with us. I'll take your calls, take your SMSs on 31702 and play some of your voice notes. It's 4 minutes.